103.2 Dublin City FM. Friday, 3 p.m. Gardeners all over the world listening to The Sod Show with Peter Donegan.
One of 3.2 Dublin City FM. This is The Sod Show with Peter Donegan, Katrina Redmond and Brian Green. Good afternoon to you. We're here every Friday at 3 p.m. with all things horticulture and plants and things that grow in the ground. Today we're talking wriggly worms. So if you don't like wriggly worms, tune away now. All the worm people, you stayed with me, good. That's coming up in just a moment. First, a thanks to our sponsors, greensacks.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. Compostable bags, a thing that worms love. Somewhere to sleep. You check out greensacks on the internet, greensacks.ie, or in the supermarket where you can drop greensacks into your shopping trolley. We're reachable at Sod Show on Twitter, The Sod Show on Facebook, info@sodshow.com for the email, and sodshow.com for the back catalogue of the last 3.5 years of shows of The Sod Show. They're all there thanks to the lovely website and the people at audioboo.com. We have to do a shout out now on 103.2 Dublin City FM to the people at Tullinally Tea Rooms. Tullinally Tea Rooms and Gardens. That's in Pakenham Hall Road, Castle Pollard, County Westmeath, who emailed us in to say that they're open for the summer season. So check them out at tullinallyteerooms.com. If you're in the area, stop by. Now it's time to go to another area. And Peter went back to Cork again. He's been there about 10 times this year. And he's talking with Tara Duggan of Celtic Worm Company all about, there's a special word for it. It's called vermiculture and it's worm farming. Let's go to Cork.
103.2 Dublin City FM and Ireland's best podcast, 2013 at Sod Show on Twitter, facebook.com/The Sod Show. You would not believe it if I told you I am by the wonderful, is it the River Lee I am standing next to? Yes, I'm sitting next to the River Lee, just outside the Clarion Hotel. Hello, Ray, if you are listening to me, and thank you so much for looking after me. You have been fantastic. In my company is Tara Duggan. Tara, how are you?
Very good. Thank you very much, Peter, for having me on, and welcome to Cork. Isn't it a fantastic day?
A fantastic day, a fantastic city, and all the girls look very pretty. For those listening at home, Tara, can you give me the technical description of your job title and what you do for a living?
Well, the technical description is so boring, but what I do is I research wormcast, and wormcast is compost made from worms. And we feed animal manure to worms and they produce this lovely dark, crumbly soil-like material that we can use as a plant food, plant feed. We can incorporate it into the soil and we can also extract it in water and make a worm tea. So there's these different products made from wormcast, and what I do is I check to see how effective, how good they are for plant growth. So I look at plant growth, I look at plant development, but I also look at if these products can help a plant better withstand different stresses, so heat stress, cold stress, and different diseases and things like that also.
Okay, one of the things that I am aware of, or one of the terms, is vermiculture. Have I got that correct?
Yeah, vermiculture is kind of worm farming. It's a very posh word for worm farming. So when you get worms in very large concentrations and you in worm bins, and what happens in large scale vermiculture is you get almost millions and millions of worms all growing together, and you feed them daily, and when they eat this food then you can harvest it, and that's what makes the worm cast.
So in short, the way I may be described, or am described, as a horticulturist, you would be a vermiculturist, I guess.
Yeah, that would be true, a vermiculturist, yeah.
How does that go down when you're at a 21st or a 40th and they go, oh, here's my daughter, Mary Tara, I know it is, but Mary McGinnity is my stereotypical name. What does Mary do for a living? She's a vermiculturist. She's a what? and you're kind of going face palm, oh God, here we go again. Now I need to tell him exactly what I do for a living. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. He's just ordered another pint bottle of Bulmers or a Murphy's because we're down in Cork.
Yeah, people are always really interested to hear when I work with worms, and especially earthworms, because especially gardeners as well, because every good gardener knows that earthworms means that you have a very healthy, very productive soil. So especially when you're talking to people who like plants and who like soil, they love talking to you, and they really do, they latch on to the idea. They love it.
For most people at home, they've got a compost heap. In the 1980s, that would have been a pile of rubbish left down the bottom end of your garden. In modern day gardens, smaller domestic, you might say, we have compost bins. They do apparently very special things, and there are worm bins now coming into play. I see them on display down at St Arta Ecology Centre. How much of a difference to anybody's life do these worm bins make, you being the Don, the go-to, the El Papa of the worm industry?
Well, what the big difference is when you're composting at home between worm bins and compost bins is that with the worm bins turn the material themselves, they break it down and they're actively decomposing it. While in a compost bin, if you don't get your mix perfectly right and if you're not actively turning it, it can go smelly or it can go mushy, and it doesn't degrade properly, which means it doesn't make the best quality compost. And you kind of get over that then when you put worms in it, because they do all the hard work for you. That's what makes it really good to have worms. So even if you have a composting bin and you add worms to it, you don't always need a specialist worm composting bin. Sometimes you just need the worms in it.
So how does it work when we go to what you do for a living? Do you have like a one big, huge, massive worm bin that's the size of the River Lee? Because you're making compost by the truckload, in short, I guess.
Yeah. So what there is actually a production facility down in Bantry. So the company that sponsors my project, the Celtic Worm Company, they co-sponsor it with the Irish Research Council. They have a production facility down in Bantry in West Cork, and there's these three very, very large worm bins. They're 32 foot long, 6 foot deep, and the worms are all concentrated at the top of the bin. And what you do is you feed them every day with about a couple of centimetres layer of composted farmyard manure, and they eat that material. And then again, every day, a layer of worm cast is harvested from the bottom. So it's scraped from the bottom. So it's a kind of a flow through or continuous system. So you never need to be taking the worms out or moving around too much because they don't like that. So that's how the worm cast is made. So I don't make it myself, although I've done smaller trials as part of my project, but the large bulk of making worm casts is done down in the production facility in Bantry.
Okay, the thing that baffles me, Tara, is why would Celtic Worms and the Irish Research Council want to fund research into worm casts? And I guess in my head I go back a little bit to that Auntie Mary meeting you at the 21st and saying to your mom or dad, what does Tara do for a living? And, you know, the face palm thing again. And you sitting in front of, I in my head, it's a board of interviewees at a very stiff upper lip type cricket council meeting. I apologise to the research council if I'm sure they're not all of those things. But in my head, it's a very daunting meeting, and you have to explain what you do. And then they go, yes, we will give you cash, in short, to help you do that. Number one, why would you want to, I suppose, go into this as a career? You could have been a doctor or a nurse or a taxi driver or a pizza bread maker, and you chose this. And number two, how was that interview when you asked them for the money?
Well, fortunately for me, there wasn't an interview. It's all application process. It's all on form. So I had to just convey to them in writing why this project should be funded. So luckily, no interview. But for the Irish Research Council, why the research into worm cast is important is there's two main reasons. First of all, worm cast is a natural product. So in agriculture and horticulture today, we use a lot of chemical fertilizers, and these fertilizers can be very bad for the environment. There's a lot of work into mining them, into processing them, and to transporting them all around the world. So, and they can have negative effects on the environment when they're applied incorrectly. So Wormcast is a natural alternative to chemical fertilizer, and they and this is good for them to know what other products can be used that would be more environmentally friendly. As well as this, Wormcast, when used as part of a compost or a growing media, dilutes the amount of peat, and we all know that peat is a non-renewable resource. So they're very much interested in what other products can be used to dilute peat and reduce the extraction of this non-renewable resource. And finally, then the Irish Research Council is always very interested in funding kind of in research that would support industry, and the Celtic Worm Company is a collective of over 30 farmers down in West Cork, and they've brought this company together to create a new product for West Cork, to bring employment into the area for their children and other people in the area. So the Irish Research Council would also have thought that helping this company would be beneficial.
It's a lot to take in. It's a lot to take in, even for me, and I am the most intelligent fella, so good looking as well. I'm like Tom Selleck without the moustache and freaking Einstein crossed over. I'm joking. All right, we're going to go back to Brian in the studio. Brian, can you hear me?
Loud and clear, Peter, loud and clear. Can you imagine Peter Donegan as Tom Selleck in Magnum P.I.? No, I can't. Maybe I can, I'm not sure. We're talking vermiculture on 103.2 Dublin City FM. This is the Sod Show every Friday at 3 p.m. with myself, Brian Green, and him, Peter Donegan, and Katrina Redmond on the blogs. It's time for Song of the Week, and we're talking worms, so we have to work worms into the show in the way of Song of the Week. And we haven't had Song of the Week for a couple of weeks. Thanks, Gary Graham. You talk a lot and we didn't get any songs in. We don't mind. We love talking to Gary. Wasn't Bloom great? Wasn't it just? More from the recordings of Bloom coming up over the next couple of weeks on the Sod Show. But back to Song of the Week and worms. I'm going to fit in two really short songs about worms because people get the title Worms and they have a kind of a fun song. The Pogues on If I Should Fall From Grace With God have this wonderful ditty about worms, and we're going to follow it up with something from Beth Orton. Stay tuned.
And I'm not for the magic, but you got away with it. That's all.
First, The Pogues from 1988 album If I Should Fall From Grace With God and Worms, and more worms from Beth Orton's Comfort of Strangers from 2006. Let's get back to the wiggly worms of Cork. With Peter Donegan.
103.2 Dublin City FM from the wonderful People's Republic of Cork by the banks of the River Lee outside the Clarion Hotel. Hello, Ray. Hat tip. How are you, sir? Thanks for the t-shirt. I'm joking. In my company still, Tara Duggan. Tara, explain to me a little bit again. We noted in part one about the Celtic Worm Company. 30 farmers collectively got together. Who was the dude who put his hand up in the air and went, I have a fantastic idea, we should make compost from worms. And the other 29 just looked around and went, oh Jesus, he's lost it again. Is he your mate? No, I'm not hanging around with him anymore. And then eventually they all kind of bought into the idea. Can you give me a bit behind the scenes on that?
How it all started was at the Comhola Borland Community Association, which is a fantastic association in a community in West Cork. And but the West Cork Development Partnership, which had which give out funding to the local area for farmers and for different projects, came to the community association meeting and said, look, we have this fantastic pot of money. Not enough people are applying for it. You know, if anyone has a good idea, that will be a company that will be fantastic for the local community, come to us. And who took that on board was a man called Tony Gruber. He's now the CEO of the Celtic Worm Company. And Tony is a vermiculturist already. He'd been vermicomposting at home for years with his own organic waste. So instead of having a composting pile at his home, he had worm bins. And he knew that this made a fantastic product for his garden, which he was always very interested in, and his polytunnels. And he saw that all these farmers had all this excess farmyard manure, and he knew that that could be transformed into a fantastic product that could be sold and generate an income for these farming families.
It kind of reminds me of that Family Guy Thomas Edison moment where one guy on the far side of the road has like electricity and the other guy literally doesn't, and it becomes, was I right? Am I right in saying that he was laughed at or was told that he was stupid? Was that he was, wasn't he?
There was, look, there's always going to be a bit of scepticism when you're talking about worm farming. But it was always taken in jest. And once people got to know the idea and realised how beneficial it could be if the whole community got involved, then people really did start going, yes, I want to be a part of this. And it all just happened from there. And when we had enough farmers then, there was another very large form was filled in, a business plan was made out and submitted to the West Cork Development Partnership. And when they saw how professional everything was and how together everybody was and behind this project, they helped start it with startup funding.
How long has Celtic Worm Company been on the go in Ireland, in Cork?
This is its second year of production. So this is the second year that the two products, Celtic Gold and Liquid Gold, have been on sale in Ireland.
Okay, now, Celtic Gold and Liquid Gold, am I right in saying that Peter Dowdall, former guest of the show, now working with the Pavilion Garden Centre, also of Cork, was using your product? It kind of comes in a 2 litre looking liquid brown milk container that I saw, and he was making hanging baskets, and he was highly recommending that it should be used as a liquid feed for your bedding plants. Is that the product we're talking about?
That's the product you're talking about. Yeah, we met Peter Dowdall before the company ever started. So when the West Cork Development Partnership were looking for evidence that this company would work, they asked us to go out to different garden centres and different gardeners and get their opinion on our products. And we went to Peter and he was like, oh my God, I can't believe this is here. I've been waiting for a worm cast product for I don't know how long. And he said, it looks professional. And when he used it, he could really see the benefits to his plants. And ever since, he's been fantastic. He's just really gotten behind it, and he's always very supportive of our company.
Okay, you'll notice a bit of music started up in the background. That's absolutely fine. They found out I was coming, and they just rolled in. There was a trombone player outside my bedroom window all last night welcoming me to the city. It happens, people. It's also the Sod Show. That's the kind of welcome you get when you pal around with Peter. So I have the liquid product now in my head, the compost bag itself. How does it look in comparison to what else is on the market? For those listening at home, as you rightly said beforehand, almost all compost products are peat-based with lime added, generally speaking, some kind of liquid gel to retain moisture and some kind of fertilizer added to that. That is the general makeup of almost all compost, inverted commas. The lime to raise the pH, that is, the pH being the acidity on a scale of 1 to 14. For those of you listening at home, 14, well, about 10 is about, I think, milk, and I think 2 is the acid in your stomach, 3 is carbattery acid. So normal pH should be around about 5.6, is it?
5.5 to 6.5 for plant growth is the optimum pH.
Is the optimum. Okay, so I'm pretty intelligent as well. Okay, so we got that. Okay, so what and how, in that context, does your own compost compare?
Well, what we have is we start off with the same basic ingredients. So we still have peat, but not as much peat as other products out there. And we have lime, because that's your base medium to for the plants to grow in. Instead of your gelling agent to help add water, and instead of your chemical fertilizer, what we have is worm cast. So worm cast has its own source of fertilizer, which is natural, which is great. And also, because of its properties, it can hold on to a lot of water. So it almost acts like a sponge. It can suck up and hold on to a lot of water and release that slowly to the plant. The worm cast also can hold on to nutrients. So for instance, like most compost, like all compost really, after a certain amount of time, you do have to start feeding it. And if you're feeding it with another fertilizer like Liquid Gold or another chemical fertilizer, the worm cast in the compost will actually hold onto and bind onto those nutrients and because of the organic matter content, and release it slowly to the plant as it requires it.
This is the probably the last one that I have on behalf of the Joe and Mary at home. I walk into a fantastic super duper superstore garden center, and I see own brand compost. You can buy 42 packets of it or bales of it for $17.99 or whatever the case may be. You know yourself, it's like 3 bags for €12 or something. We'll carry it out to your car for you. On the other hand, you'll have John Innes added compost with added compost and added John Innes, and that'll cost you like $7.99, and it's great for, I don't know, doing other stuff, putting in your microwave or something. How does yours compare financially, cost wise per bag, and what is, like, you know, well, you know, I don't know. I'm obviously very good looking. I'm very intelligent, right? So in compost terms, what's the equivalent of Peter that you have in a plastic bag? That's a really odd way to describe it, but you get what I'm asking.
Well, I'll go back to price anyway. We're a very good quality product. When we compare ourselves to other composts out there, other growing media, we can find that we can get an extra additional like 100 to 150% in plant growth, depending on what you're comparing to and what plants you're growing it in. And that also relates to root growth. So a plant with a stronger, healthier root system, and we know that Wormcast will increase root growth, is better able to withstand different stresses. So although you might be paying a little bit higher in price, that quality will relate then to your productivity and how nice and how good your plants are looking and how good they are able to withstand, you know, different stresses that are out there.
Like a cup of Barry's tea, you just know it oozes quality because it comes from Cork. And if you've got any problem with that, come down and say it to John Peavoy and he'll give you what's for. I'm only joking. On a Monday morning, your day involves, I don't know, a random Wednesday. Pick a random day in work. Do you sit at a desk? Do you wear a white coat? Do you look at worms and go, he doesn't look very happy? How does it all go?
I'm very lucky to go into work every day, and I have a couple of things that I can do. I can put on my lab coat when I'm feeling very sciencey, and I can go look at the nutrient content. I can go look at the bacteria content of the worm cast. But when the sun is like this, all I want to do is put on my overalls, go down to the glasshouse, and start messing around with my plants. Potting them up in compost, transplanting, sowing, anything like that. That's what I really, really enjoy. So I do get a bit of lab time, but most importantly, I get my glasshouse time, which is the best.
I'm gathering, though, when you say lab time, because when I was in college, you had to, I remember we were trying to grow, some students of the 90s or pre-the 90s might remember growing in Rockwool, which is what most people would remember as, in short, insulation that you use in your walls. It's the glass wool type thing. And we were growing in that, and you would have had to have grown in almost nothing. So that was the tester. And then you grew in rock wool, and then you grew in compost, and then you grew in soil peat so that you can compare the end results and the measuring. So when you say you're growing in glasshouses, you're not goofing around like I might be in my own house. You're doing kind of what I did in college, I would gather, but at a slightly higher level. Is that a fair assumption? So even though it's...
Yeah, so what I really enjoy is just growing loads of different plants. But as you said, you always have to have a compost to compare it to or a control. And that's really important in science. So when I grow my plants I grow them with Wormcast. But very importantly, I also grow them without, to see the different effects, to see the different additive effects that Wormcast can have. So for instance, one of the things that we see is Wormcast, because it's been composted with worms, and because it has a lot of organic matter, Wormcast contains a lot of beneficial soil bacteria. And these soil bacteria can be really good for your plants. They can help defend your plants against different diseases even. And this has been seen in Wormcast research in the States. But also it can help your soil quality. It can help transform nutrients that aren't available to plants into nutrients that are available to plants. And so these bacteria can be very important. And so one of the things that I do is when I'm growing my plants in Wormcast, I test the soil in and I see, how much bacteria is in it? Is there a lot of different types of bacteria? And that's why we call Wormcast a probiotic. It's because it adds all this really good bacteria back into your soil that might have been degraded over time.
She said probiotic like the yogurt. Exactly. You heard her correctly. It's we're back to the Yakult thing again. And don't go putting Yakult on your plants, folks, because that's just silly. There was a video online as regards composting and adding additionals to compost. So no better woman to ask this to. So I'll give you the quote. And the quote is, "And the problem with feeding with man-made feed is the bacteria life and all of the good stuff dies. And that's the big problem with modern commercial growing." How does that, as a quote, stand up, Tara? And can I ask your very intelligent thoughts on that?
Well, first of all, I guess the important thing is that chemical fertilizer doesn't kill any of the the biology in soil. It's very important to feed your soil, and your soil will feed your plants. But if you're feeding your soil nothing but chemical fertilizer, it's very hard for these good bacteria and good organisms to survive, because these organisms, what they eat is organic matter, so decomposing animal and plant material. And if you feed nothing but chemical fertilizer and you don't give it any organic matter, there's these bacteria and these organisms aren't getting any food themselves. So if you feed nothing but chemical fertilizer for an extended period of time, then yes, the all these good, these beneficial organisms won't have any food themselves, and they won't be able to survive for very long.
So is the quote correct?
No, I think it's kind of half correct. You know, the as in the adding nothing, if you add chemical fertilizer, it's not going to kill all the bad stuff. But if you add chemical fertilizer and a bit of organic matter, then there's nothing wrong with that.
If people wanted to find out more about Celtic Compost Company, they are on the Twitter thing, aren't they?
They are. At Celtic Worms is their Twitter. Is it their handle? Sorry, I'm only new to Twitter. And my own handle is Duggan_Tara. So any questions at all, we'd be happy to respond.
Okay, so if you're unsure on that and you're driving on the road, don't stop. Oh God, there's a sign. Don't stop. Never give up. S Club 7, wasn't it? Oh God, Jesus, the voice. I'm going to have that ringing in my head for the rest of the day. I probably deserve that. But if you are unsure, it's at Sodshow on Twitter. We'll have sodshow.com. If you're listening to this in the future and you have a DeLorean, just put in Celtic Worm. You'll find the podcast. It'll be up there. In the meantime, Tara Duggan, thank you so much for your time. It's been a real pleasure.
You're so welcome. Thank you, Peter, for having me.
I think Tara's got a handle on the handles of Twitter. We're on Twitter too, at Sodshow. Thanks to Tara Duggan, Celtic Worm Company, Peter Donegan with the microphone in Cork, Katrina Redmond on the blogs. Our sponsors are greensax.ie, compostable bags for home and garden. We're back next Friday at 3 p.m. on Dublin City FM. Thanks for listening. Take care. Have a great week. DJ got the party started. There's no end in sight.